AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tropical Storm Edward has made landfall on the Gulf Coast near the Texas-Louisiana border.
The strongest winds and any potential storm surge impacts are likely going to be confined very close to where the center of the storm is.
Brad Reinhart at the National Hurricane Center.
We're forecasting rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches, up to a maximum of 9 inches for parts of the upper Texas coast, with 2 to 4 inches possible in far southwestern Louisiana. So that rainfall could produce some flash flooding and river flooding.
And Julie Walker reports.
Hurricane Lowell churning in the Pacific Ocean. The Hurricane Center's Andrew Hagan says it's about 5 days out from Hawaii, but still affecting the islands.
This hurricane is likely to increase the surf and make for dangerous beach conditions and marine conditions for any boaters near the Hawaiian Islands.
He says while the track could change, the intensity is something those in Hawaii need to watch out for. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. military's hit targets in Iran today, and Tehran's fired missiles and drones in response. Iranian state media says the U.S. bombs hit civilian sites along Iran's southern coast and a civilian airport. U.S. Central Command says the strikes were a response to Tehran's attacks on commercial ships and U.S. forces in the region. President Trump told Fox News U.S. forces struck Iran's radars. Oil prices jumped again. Brent crude, the international standard, nearing $95 per barrel. As for U.S. gasoline, AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular grade above $4.09. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. The S&P fell 0.7%. The Dow dropped 419 points, or about 0.8%. The NASDAQ lost a full 1%. And voters in Massachusetts are casting ballots in primaries today. Democratic Representative Seth Moulton's looking to unseat longtime Senator Ed Markey. Moulton arguing for a generational change. The 80-year-old Markey countering Moulton's out of touch. This is AP News. Ed Donahue has the latest on the Lindsey Clancy trial.
Day 4 of jury deliberations in Massachusetts. Judge William Sullivan received a message from the jury.
After many hours of deliberation, we are unable to come to a unanimous decision.
The jury must decide whether to hold Clancy criminally responsible for killing her 3 young children in 2023.
I brought you back out because I know that this was a long trial, all right?
The judge's message to the jury, don't stop deliberating.
Keep in mind the instructions I gave you, reviewing the evidence, and I'd ask you to resume your deliberations at this time.
Clancy, a labor and delivery nurse, admits to killing her children, but claims postpartum psychosis was the reason. Prosecutors argue Clancy knew what she was doing. A conviction could mean life in prison. An acquittal might lead to confinement in a mental health facility. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.